Well, since everybody seems to be talking about it, I might as well talk about it too. Right now, on Joe, Not Quite Calvin. Hello, welcome back once again to John, Not Quite Calvin. I am, of course, your host, John, Not Quite Calvin. So what am I talking about here? It's only the thing that's been clogging up your Facebook feeds for the last 3 years. The thing that your aunt is just freaking out about and absolutely considered one of the greatest TV shows to ever air. I'm not talking about Friends. I'm not even talking about Chuck. No, sir, no, ma'am. I'm talking about The Chosen. That's right. If you guys aren't aware of what The Chosen is, The Chosen is essentially a dramatic retelling of the gospel and the life of Jesus Christ. And it's a TV series that has really kind of taken the world by storm, it seems. It's hugely popular. Everybody's been talking about it. It's the thing that, like, your distant aunt is just in love with. I guarantee it. So why do I want to talk about it? Am I just trying to cash in on the fame? Am I just trying to get in with the cool kids, so to speak? No, actually, what I'm about to say is probably going to get me lynched by the majority of American evangelicalism. If I'm just being honest, The Chosen, to me, kind of runs hand in hand with the rest of Christian media. Like the rest of Christian movie media, television show media, it's exactly the same as everything else. I am not a fan of it. So a lot of you guys are like, oh, but come on, John, that's just, why are you like that? Are you, is it just legalism at this point? Are you just nuts? You know, just because it's not the Bible, you don't like it? Are you just like some hermit, like planning to move to Montana and live in a bunker? Well, sort of, but anyway. No, the thing is that the thing that I am not liking about The Chosen is this. It's a, well, one, it's a TV series, but think about how many seasons it spans already. There's already 2 seasons out on Blu-ray. They're planning on making 7. Each episode's probably 40 minutes. Each season consisting of like 10 to 20 episodes. How much material do you need to make 7 seasons? Like there's literally movies already out about the life of Christ, and they go through the entire gospel in 3.5 minutes, or not 3.5 minutes, 3.5 hours. One of the few Christian movies that I'm actually a huge fan of is the Gospel of John. And the reason that I like it is that they literally take the Bible, they take the Gospel of John word for word and act it out on the screen. It's very well done. The actors are very good, actually, for Christian movies. And honestly, you can just pick up your Bible, follow along. The entire thing is acted out. So, like, I don't think that you can get much better than that, personally. Especially if you're going to try to depict the life of Christ. When you start trying to do a TV series, especially one that lasts, like, multiple seasons, you're going to run into issues. And one of the issues that they've already run into a couple of times is there's just not enough material. There's not enough material for them to justify 7 seasons. So already they have scenes where Jesus is teaching things that he doesn't teach in the scriptures. They have scenes that aren't, you know, they're not historic. They're not recorded. And he's saying things that he didn't say. So you end up running into the same issue that you're going to get with any other Christian media. People are going to force things into movies. about Christ. They're going to force things into television series about Christ. They're going to force things into books about Christ that aren't there or aren't true or aren't quite right. And don't be surprised if, like, more and more the show gets more and more off the rails, because they plan on doing 7 seasons. Like I said, how are you going to do 7 seasons of this? So the other thing is that, if I'm just being honest, the people who are behind The Chosen are kind of problematic. And I'm not talking about the actors. Like, the thing about actors is, I can't fault an actor for doing a job, even if he doesn't agree with it, because money's money. And if they want to make money, they have to do a really good job. So it's entirely based upon, you know, the script, the direction, the cinematography, and things like that in order to produce a good movie. It's part of the reason that, like, movies like The Case for Christ is done really well, is because if I recall correctly, not everybody that was on the set was Christian, but they were just actors. And it was a very well done movie. And the book's pretty good too. Like, I recommend those. Those are probably one of the only Christian movies I've really watched and actually enjoyed. Although there are scenes that are a bit cringy. You know, I've talked about it before with my blog that I did on movies like Interview with God. The thing is that the same principle is going to apply to a show like The Chosen, except now instead of somebody pretending to be God, it's somebody pretending to be Christ. And the thing is that it's even more dangerous because you're mixing the truth with these, I don't really want to call them lies, but more embellishments for the writer's personal beliefs. So when you're mixing that in, people aren't going to know just by watching what is scriptural, what's actually in the Bible, what's actually in the material, what Christ actually said, what he actually meant, what he actually taught, versus a really cool scene that the director thought Jesus would be cool to do, or that Jesus might do. And the thing is that if you don't know who Jesus is, then you can't make a movie or a TV show based on him. I'm just going to say that right now, right off the bat. If you don't know Christ, you can't make a TV show about him. Just period, dot, end of story. And it's one of those things where people don't seem to realize how impactful media is in the United States. Even today, like to this day, television has one of the biggest impacts on culture. It has one of the biggest impacts. There is a reason that there are people who never leave television. Like, there's a reason for that. And it's because you have more influence and there's more opportunities and avenues you can take in television than you can in movies. It's part of the reason that, like, DC really, really emphasizes their television shows, is because they feel that they're able to do more. They're able to get their messages out there. They're able to get their characters out there more effectively through television than through movies. And the thing is that television will continue to be relevant. Even though we have YouTube, and even though we have these streaming services and stuff, you still need television to be able to produce the vast majority of the things that you're going to get on those streaming services. And it's almost the same thing. Like, if you really think about it, Disney Plus, really, you're going to end up with ABC programming, ESPN, and everything that's owned by Disney, including Fox. So those are still, like, big names. But the thing is that television continues to influence us, not just this generation, not just Gen Z and the millennials and iGen. but it still impacts boomers. It still impacts the remnants of the Great Generation. Because they're going to watch TV. You know, TV's probably one of the easiest to consume medias out there other than YouTube. So with a TV show like The Chosen, you're going to be able to reach way, way more people than with a movie. Like, think about it. I think the average viewers or something like that is, it's reached like 25 or 35 different countries and been translated into a bunch of different languages already. Like, it's crazy. It's huge. But let's just get into some of the issues. So first and foremost, the guy who's behind the TV series is a man by the name of Dallas Jenkins. And he's a second generation Christian media guy. His father is Jerry Jenkins. He is the guy who wrote the Left Behind series. You know, that dumpster fire? You know, the thing that literally has made like movies and entire series and is one of the like the absolute worst depictions of eschatology ever and continues to influence people to this day to not care about actually like reading the Bible and studying and trying to figure out eschatology. Everybody believes what the Left Behind books say. Like they take it as gospel. They don't care about studying it. Everyone believes the rapture. Everyone believes exactly how Left Behind depicts the end of the world is going to be. And it's one of the most unbiblical series out there. It's terrible. It has horrible, horrible theology in it. So that kind of tells you already where we're going to be coming from, right? We're already going to be looking at a guy whose father doesn't really do well with theology. And he took up the mantle essentially. And now he is in the Christian movie business. In fact, The Chosen isn't even his first project. Like one of his first major projects was actually with a partnership with WWE, the World Wrestling Entertainment. Those guys, WWE Wrestling. Yeah, he made a movie with them. He also made a movie called What If? And it's a film about a businessman who is shown by an angel what his life could have become if he had followed God's calling for his life. Already, that's you know, like, yeah. Let me just get back in my cage real fast before I go absolutely berserk on that. But you can already kind of see that this guy isn't really what you would call a theological titan, so to speak. In fact, if you actually look at his titles, the TV shows, the movies, and the books and stuff that he's either produced himself, been a part of, or just had any involvement in the process of, it's all extremely cultural, standard American evangelifish. Like, nothing that's too offensive, nothing that's too deep, nothing that's too, I don't know, biblical. Like, straight up, like, the guy just doesn't, he doesn't produce theologically sound things. And, like, it should be no surprise then that The Chosen isn't going to be really all that biblical. So the fact that people are really, like, falling for it, I guess, concerns me. Like, it doesn't surprise me that some of the people in American evangelicalism really like the show. And I mean, some of the scenes that I've seen, it's well produced, it's well acted. But the thing is that we really shouldn't be encouraging people to make shows like this. We really shouldn't. Like, I want people to know Christ. But the thing is that I want people to know the real Christ, not some made up, sissified, overly cultural, woke, or whatever else, culturally approved Jesus. I want the biblical Jesus. I want the real Jesus. I don't want just the Jesus that is in American evangelicalism right now. This wussy, sissy Jesus, this Armenian Jesus that needs you to give him what he wants because he just doesn't have any power. He's just love, man. Oh, all he's about is love. No, Christ is God. He's God. Like Old Testament God. Like he's the same. You know, he's in agreeance. When God flooded the world in Genesis, all that Jesus said was yes and amen to that. When God judged Sodom and Gomorrah, Jesus said yes and amen to that. When God condemned homosexuality, when God condemned adultery, when God condemned lying, thieving, stealing, everything, when God condemned things, Jesus' response was yes and amen. You know why? Because he's the same. They are of the same mind. Okay, they are in complete and total agreeance because they are God. So the thing is, though, that, you know, some people are like, oh, well, I mean, like, it's standard American evangelicalism, but I mean, it can't be that bad, John. I mean, at least he's an evangelical. Is he, though? Like, let's just put it this way. The Chosen has become so popular that, like, Catholics love it. Like, literally, the Pope loves the show, if that says anything. Do you really want the Pope to love your show? I mean, do you really want Pope Francis to just love your show when the man literally hates God? And even like, if we're being honest, he might just hate Catholicism too. He's going against tradition. He's going against all the rules. He's going against all their doctrine. So do you really want Francis on your side? No, I don't think so. And the fact that they're like super excited about the fact that Francis really likes this show says something about who is behind the show. Somebody who has no idea any theology, like, or any history. They don't understand the history of like why the Protestant Reformation happened, why it is that American evangelicals aren't supposed to worship the Pope. Yeah. No, he doesn't have any idea about that. And the thing is that he constantly is showing the fact that he doesn't know anything. He doesn't know anything about Christ. He doesn't know Christ. You know why? Because recently he made a statement, and this was actually the reason that I was going to make a post about this, was actually the statement that he made. But I figured that it'd been long enough since you've heard my beautiful, beautiful voice that it was time for you guys to get a podcast. But he made a statement recently. So the thing is, The Chosen season 2 is being filmed in this, it's like a replica of Jerusalem in Utah that's been put together by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And it's actually a film set that is exclusively used for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The Mormons use it. Like they made it for their own purposes, for their own movies, for their own shows and things like that. But they're allowing allowing Dallas Jenkins and the crew of The Chosen to use it for season 2 because of how popular the show is, and it gives them good clout. So recently, like, people were like, oh, are you like a Mormon? Like, what's your views on Mormonism and stuff like that? And he's like, oh, no, I'm not a Mormon, here, let me actually pull up the direct quote so that you guys know that I'm not just pulling this out of my tush. Dallas Jenkins, the creator of The Chosen, regarding Mormons, quote, "We love the same Jesus. I'll sink or swim on that statement." That is Dallas Jenkins, once again, the creator and co-writer of The Chosen on Mormonism. We love the same Jesus, and I will sink or swim on that.
Okay, Dallas. Here's what we're going to do. All right, you ready? Get your floaties ready, because either you're gonna swim or you're gonna sink. And you know, like there was a what was it?
I believe somebody said that if you deceive people, specifically like young children, but if you deceive people with false teaching, it would be better if you had a millstone tied around your neck and thrown into the deepest part of the sea. So if you don't know what a millstone is, let's just say you're going to sink if you don't teach correctly. So I guess it really is a sink or swim, ain't it, Dallas? All right. Do we Christians worship the same God and the same Jesus, specifically, of Mormonism? Well, the thing is, when you make statements about Mormonism, you should probably know what Mormonism's about. And lucky for you, Dallas, I've read up on Mormonism because I want to make sure that when I'm talking about things, I know what I'm talking about. So I do a little thing. It's called research. And there's a great tool. It's called Google. Anywho, who is the Jesus of Mormonism? Let's see. According to Mormons, Jesus is blonde with blue eyes, white skin, rippling biceps, and pecs of steel. Whereas the real Jesus, the historic Jesus, the biblical Jesus, was a Jew who lived in the Middle East, in Israel, in ancient times. So also the Bible describes him as being like that he's not really someone to look at or to be worshipped by his looks, and that he's supposed to look extremely plain. So he should look a lot like the people of his time, and there shouldn't really be anything physically that tells him apart from the rest of the people in his area. The people in his area would look like, probably what people in Afghanistan look like today. So if you went into Afghanistan, would you say that somebody who's Scandinavian would stand out in Afghanistan? Yes. Yes, they would. They would be very different. You would definitely be able to tell the difference between somebody who was an Afghan and somebody who's Scandinavian. So there's that. The physical description's all wrong. And the thing is that people might fight me on that, but let's just put it this way. In order to be consistent with the doctrine of Mormonism and also with the Book of Mormon, specifically 2 Nephi, for Jesus to be sinless, he would have to be white and delightsome. He would have to be white-skinned. If he was not white-skinned, that would mean that he had sin, and he would be made to look like the Lamanites, who were sinful, and they were made to be darker based on the level of sin they committed. So if Jesus is sinless, which he has to be, because according to the scriptures, Jesus is sinless, and he is the savior of the world, and the only way for him to save people from sin would be for him to not have sin himself. So therefore, you'd have to be sinless. And according to 2 Nephi, he would have to be white. So I'm not crazy. That's actually what Mormons believe Jesus looks like. Next, what does the Mormon Church believe about Jesus Christ as a person? Let's see here. According to Joseph Smith, there's two big things that Joseph Smith said about Jesus that's really important for us to understand. First and foremost, Joseph Smith, in his fourth or fifth iteration of the story, said that he was visited by not just the angel Moroni, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father. Never mind the fact that Moses couldn't see God. In fact, he couldn't see more than God's back in the cleft of a rock. And even that experience changed him so drastically physically that he literally glowed. But Joseph Smith was able to look God face to face. And not only that, he was able to see God and Jesus Christ. So according to Mormonism, Jesus is not God. He is not divine. He does not have a divine nature. Jesus may have been sinless, but he's only the Son of God. He is a separate entity than God. In fact, according to Mormonism, Jesus is actually the brother of Lucifer. And it was chosen, and he was chosen as the Savior, and his plan of salvation for the people was chosen over Lucifer's. And that's why Lucifer became the devil, is because Lucifer's plan was not the one that the Heavenly Father liked, but Jesus's, who was also his son and not God or divine in any way, made a plan that he liked. According to Mormonism, Jesus is not God. According to Christianity, Jesus is God. In fact, we have a really cool doctrine. It's called the Trinity. And it states that God the Father is God, the Holy Spirit is God, and guess what? Jesus Christ is God. He is divine. He came from the Father, and he was with the Father at the beginning, and the world and everything was made through him, which would make him, ding, 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 God. So already we have a big difference between that of Mormons and regular Christians, not just physically speaking, but theologically speaking. And then another statement that Joseph Smith made was that Joseph Smith said, "I, Joseph Smith, have done more for Christianity than Jesus Christ." So not only is Jesus not God, he's also not perfect and not all that important to Mormonism. Yeah. Jesus is a completely different person. Not only that, if you actually read the accounts of the Book of Mormon of Jesus, completely different, like completely different than the Jesus in the New Testament. And also, according to Mormon doctrine, Joseph Smith and the original Mormons would have been highly offended by the fact that an evangelical claimed that we loved and worshiped the same Jesus, because we don't. According to the original Mormons, the reason Mormonism even exists is because we misunderstood Jesus so much. We misunderstood Jesus, we misunderstood God, we misunderstood the Bible, and we had become so corrupted that not even the Bible could be trusted. So that's why you have the Book of Mormon, an entirely New Testament, an entirely new covenant that had to be reiterated the day after Jesus resurrected. So, yeah, just saying we don't worship the same Jesus. And not only that, I just went through like a few major differences in a pretty slow manner, I would say, in less than 10 minutes. Just think about that. In less than 10 minutes, I was able to tell you that no, Mormons and regular Christians don't worship the same Jesus. We don't love the same Jesus because we don't have the same understanding as Jesus. Or we don't have the same understanding of Jesus. Of course, we also don't have the same understanding as Jesus because we're not God. Anyway. So, yeah, to say a statement that bold and be like, "Oh, we love the same Jesus. I'm willing to sink or swim on that." Well, I'm sorry to say, Dallas, but you're sinking. And you're sinking real quick. We need to be sure of who Jesus is before we're making statements, before we're making sermons, before we're making lessons, before we're making blog posts, before we're making multi-million dollar television shows about him. And the thing is that Dallas Jenkins doesn't know jack about Christ. And it's showing more and more and more. He is making these statements not out of just ignorance, willful ignorance at that. It's because he doesn't care and he doesn't know any better. And the thing is, he should know better. The statements that he's making are honestly just ludicrous, if I'm just being entirely honest. It's ludicrous to say that we worship the same Jesus as Mormons. Even Mormons don't believe that. Are there Mormons who will say that? Yes. Do they believe that? No. Honestly, try to tell a Mormon that Jesus is God. Immediately they'll say, no, no, he's not. Congratulations. Right then and there, you have a different Jesus. Immediately. The other thing is, if Jesus isn't God, then the vast majority of the claims of Christianity, like, I don't know, the things that make us Christian, the fact that we're worshiping Christ, becomes idolatry. Okay? So if you're actually being true to Mormon doctrine, you would be highly offended thinking that you worship the same Jesus as evangelicalism. In fact, that's a lie that they tell people to convert them. And then when they find out the truth of what they actually think about Jesus, they are so far into this cult, they can't leave. That's how they get you. This is why we're supposed to pay attention. This is why we're supposed to be discerning. This is why, even if you are making a movie or a TV show about Jesus, you should know what you're talking about. We need to know what we're talking about. When we don't know what we're talking about, we look like idiots, like Dallas Jenkins. The rest of the world is laughing at Dallas Jenkins. All of the other world religions are laughing at him. You know why? Because he has no idea what he believes. And he will say anything to make sure that his show is popular. He is just in it for money. And for likes. And for all of the wrong reasons. He's not doing it to minister to people. He's not doing it to teach people who Jesus actually is. Because if he was in it to teach who Jesus actually was, he would know who Jesus is. But he doesn't, and he doesn't care to learn more about him. Instead, what he has decided to do is make a TV show that is loosely based off of the Gospels and add his own things into it. This is why I don't like shows like The Chosen. This is why I don't like Christian media. Because we as human beings are so quick to make idols, and we are so quick to fall into falsehoods that we wouldn't even realize it. Because the other thing too is, when people are making TV shows and movies and things like that, if you are going to present the real Christianity, the real true biblical Christ, it would be an offense to the world. It would not be popular. It would not be good. It would not be biblical. I mean, think back on shows like the Bible, History Channel's The Bible. Do you know how much of the Bible got cut out of that TV show? A lot. And then follow that with The Bible AD. And they cut so much out of it that it didn't even have any theology. There's a reason that that show was like that. That show doesn't depict hard things. Yes, it has Sodom and Gomorrah, because that's one of the most famous events in the Bible. But you don't see things like the slaughtering of the Canaanites. You don't see the priests being slaughtered by Elijah. You don't see the she-bears mauling the young men for mocking the prophet. You don't see things like that. You know why? Because people don't like the just wrath of God. We don't like the real God. We don't like the real Christ. There's a reason that we constantly have to make fake Christs in television. the thing too is that this should be a red flag. This should be a red flag for all of us. How popular it is. Like, think about how popular books like The Shack are. You know why the Shack is so popular? It's not Jesus. You know why books like the one where the kid claimed that he went to heaven? You know why that's so popular, the heaven tourism books? Because it's not real. It's not the actual heaven. Oh, Heaven Is For Real. That's what it's called. Heaven Is For Real isn't real. The kid even admitted it. Still on shelves. Still being sold. Why? Because we don't like the true biblical God, the true biblical Christ. The fact that shows like The Chosen are super popular is because, think about it. Christ himself said, the world hated me. It will hate you. Do you really think that if Jesus was hated by the world, that if he was being accurately depicted, he would be the number one television show? Do you really think that Pope Francis, one of the most liberal, theological people in the entire world, would just be all about it? Do you really think that the Mormon Church would do everything in its power to make sure that it was influencing it? Like, do you really think that Dallas Jenkins, the theological giant, is really standing up to the Mormon Church that's helping to fund his TV show and give him the set? Do you really think he would do that? Do you really think? No, he wouldn't. And he doesn't. That's why he made statements like that. That's why he sank with that statement. We need to know who the real Christ is. And the thing is that television shows like this are just always going to have the wrong Christ. Just being honest, you got to be discerning. Read your Bibles. Seriously, read your Bibles. Read who Jesus actually was, what Jesus actually taught. And the other thing is, don't ignore the Old Testament. You know why? Jesus was in full agreement with everything that happened in the Old Testament. Jesus doesn't contradict God. Jesus isn't a new God. Jesus isn't God's magic erase marker, because God had a whoopsie in the Old Testament. Christ is the fulfillment of the law. He is the fulfillment, and he brings about the new covenant, but he's still in full agreement with God. That's why he came in the first place. That's why he did what he did in the first place. You would understand that if you read your scriptures, if you actually read your Bibles. Stop watching TV about Jesus. Start reading the scriptures and the true accounts of who he was. That's all I have to say. So until next time, Soli Deo Gloria.